You should know if you bring 50 from this clay, 50 from that clay, you're also mekayin your neder. So the deek is, you're heavy in. If you did it, it's okay. But lechatchila, that's what you should do. Question why? V'sagladayit, you're going to tell me, v'sagladayitich, kol ki ha'gavna, palga palgu. When at the time he means two things. He mentions two things. He means 50-50. Here he said 100, and he said he has to bring the two kelim. But since he mentioned two kelim, the chuvah should mean to say that 50% should be in one kli, and 50 should be in the other kli. So lechatchila then, the way to the mekayim, this neder, this mincha, should be lechatchila, 50 yisraelim in one kli, and 50 yisraelim in the other kli. If you tell me whenever you mention two things, you mean equally. So even lechatchila you should bring two menachis, 50 and 50. How come in the dinners you bring 60 and 40? So when it says, Hochi Ashta, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom over there on Ansadi, Tahai Gavra, Mi Korva, Le Korva, and Godok, and Mechavan. I'll tell you, this person, when he meant to bring a mincha of 100 Yisroinim, what he meant really is to bring a very big one. Komechavin. Why do come B'Shnei Kalim? What are you saying, I'm bring it now in two Kalim? The Yadi, because the person knows the Alocha, to Lo Yevshel Asu B'Kli Echad. Because he knows you can't bring 100 in one Kli. The most you can bring is 60 Esrenim of flour in one Kli. So really what he wanted to do by saying 100 is to bring the biggest possible. Why do you say I'm going to bring it in two Kalim? Because he knows that he can't bring it in one Kli. Therefore, as much as they could bring in one clear, the biggest possible, of course, that's the svara, that's what he meant. See, here in this case, this guy attacking meant to make it 60 in one clear. Because when he started out saying 100, what he meant in 100 is to make the very big one. Just he knows he can't make more than 60. So he spoke out, and the leftover, I'll bring him another clear. But it's come out as if he said the famous shir, I want to bring one big one, the biggest one possible, which is 60 Yisraelim, and then I'll bring one 40. So that's why the chatchila, that's what you should do. But in Echnami, b'dievet, if you bring one of 50 and one of 50, you'd also be yitz. The Mora says, v'hilchus, what's the maskon, what's the loch here? Kavosir, the Rabbi Yosef, v'paskon, like Rabbi Yosef, b'soda, inyin, umachza. In these three cases, we paskon like Rabbi Yosef. So Rav Rashbam speaks out, usually in the Gemara, the klal is, Rabba for Rabbi Yosef, Hilchus for Karabba. Usually the klal is, Machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, we pass him like Rabba. Therefore, Yitzchak Lemein, Mod Hilchus for Rabbi Yosef, Dani Tlas. Here we have to pass him like Rabbi Yosef in these three cases. Now, the three cases of the Soda, Shlom explained that the Gemara Nashut from Yehad, Kav Yu Garv with the Zovanaria Mitzro, the Veinoso, the Tolas Milikom Rabbi Yosef Osem. Shall we sold the property on the Vei Mitzro, who gets it? Inyin, Perak Yeshnechle, and Kinyin Amos Achoyz, when can he be Choyzer? When he made it after the Kinyin, and we said that he said, Rabbi Yosef, Kozuman Yasukim by Sinyin, Kozuman, you're talking about that thing? O Mach, Sain, Rav, Tim Rabbi Yosef, Kona Palga. So here, if somebody says, half, who he says two things, machzor, the locher is each one gets 50-50. Like here, when he said to his wife and to his children, he meant to say his wife should get 50%. So it's like a pasma gadesip over here. When he says two things, he means 50-50. That's called the machzor. Nothing more says, Hahudu is a man, the shodar pisco, the shiroi levese. He threw pieces of linen, shiroi of silk, Levesa into his house. So the question is, who gets the silk? Who takes the silk? And Shpam says, Piski di shiroi, chati chois mil, pieces of cloth, v'stam sholach lechalek lebnei beisai. He sent it to divide it out to his household. So who gets it? So Omer Rav Ami says, Haruyim lebonim lebonim, ruyim lebonis lebonis. What Sfit Rashbam says, Malbush is Zachmosha. If it's clothing, men's shirts, so give it to the boys. If it's for the girls, give it to the girls. For Lo Yamorno, the less like Kalosov, he doesn't have a daughter-in-law yet. His son was not married yet. Avlis like Kalosov, he has a daughter-in-law though, then we say, Sfit like Kalosov Shadar. He meant to give his daughter-in-law the present. To son, Rashi says, Kalosov Shadar, for Lo Yamorno, not to his own daughters. And also, Gemara says, that's not talking about But Vidante Lenasvin, it's only Mesamu, his daughters were also married already. But let's say his daughters were not married yet, then Leshova Gabante Meshad Lekalose. Then Avada Tesvah, a person doesn't leave over his own daughters and give to his daughter-in-law. Pshita then, he would mean to give it to his own daughters. It's only a question, if all his daughters were married already, and he has a daughter-in-law, then it's Rasam, then he means to give it to his daughter-in-law. Rashi says, Shane would tell us all of, that once they're married off, they're not mutl on him anymore. Some would say a svar, maybe the father means to give it to his daughter-in-law. But calls the man, they're not married yet, so pshita then the father would mean to his own daughters, and not to his daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Right, another case. Hahu di omaluhu. A man said like this, Nichsai lebonai, that my nechos and my property should be to my children. Hevelei bro brata. Now this man had a boy and a girl. That's all he had. So question, what did the man mean to say, the husband mean to say, the father, when he said, my nechosim should be to my children, to my sons, lebonai, like to my sons. Mi kori inish lebro bonai. Does a father call his one son sons? By Duma, maybe no. Lekori inish lebro bonai. And usually, if you only have one son, you don't call him bonai, you call him bini. So how come here the father said bonai? Or le moishcha lebrato b'matonakosi. What the father meant to say here is that my daughter should also get half. That's what he meant. When he said that my nechosim should go to my children, to my sons, what he meant by his sons is that the daughter should get like the son. That's the shalom. What does the father mean? When he says, my nechosim should be lebonai, does it mean only his son, or maybe does it mean also to include his daughter here? So I'm Rabbi Abayi, like this, Toshim, I'm going to bring you proof. There's a posting in Bereshit that says, O b'nei don, chushim. The b'nei don was chushim, even though it's only one son, calls them b'nei. So you see, to one son, you call Lashon Rabbim. Omalei Rav, Rav says, no. Do maybe over there, Kiratan, like we learned, Kiratan of the Vechizkiya. Shohoyu merubim kechushim shakona. What it means to say is the children of Don were a lot like reeds of a kona, like the reeds, chushim shakona. The single strings that come up of reeds. Rashi says, Shagadilum harbe biyacha, they grow a lot up at one stalk. Maybe that's what the positive means. That the Vnei Don chushim means Don's children were like chushim, were like stalks growing up. So maybe it doesn't mean only one son, maybe it means a lot. So here there's no proof. Elom Rav, Rav says from here better. Says of Bnei Palua Eliyav. So again, it says the children of Palua was Eliyav. So you see, even though you only have one son, you call him Bnei. Reb Yosef Amar from another passage. It says of Bnei Eson Azriah. So also one son is called Bnei. So here also, even though the guy said Bnei, what he meant to Bonai, what he meant to say is the present goes to his one son and not to the daughter. Another case is Ahudi Amalu. A man said like this. Nechosai lebenoi, my nechosim should go to my children. Have eloi bro uba bro. He had a son alive, and he also had a grandson alive. What's the locha? Kori incha leba bro bro eloi. Does the father call his grandson a son or not? Did he mean to include his grandson here also or not? So Rav Chaviva Omar, yes. Kori incha leba bro bro. A person even calls his grandson son. Therefore, when he said here sons, he meant to include the grandson also. Mabar of Asher Yomar, no, loikori inshe leba bro bro. A person where he has an own son, if he has a son, he does not call his grandson sons. So therefore, when he says that the chosim should go to his sons, he meant to the one son and not to the grandson. And Tanik Avos the Mabar of Asher, have a proof like Mabar of Asher. It says, Hamud rano mi bonim, you make an issa neder, that your children cannot have a nor from you. Halacha is mutter b'vnei bonim, that your grandchildren are mutter. You see clearly, the grandchildren are not included in the bonim. The bonim means your children and not your grandchildren. They're not included in your children. All right, turn over. You right, Mishnah sounds like this. Heniach bonim gedolim muktanim. Let's say a father died, and left over are sons, older ones and younger ones. So what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to make the chalukah and divide it up. Let's say before the Desdin went to divide up the property, Heshbichu Gudelam Matanachosim. The older brothers went down and worked on the property and made the fields better. Halacha is Heshbichu Liyemsa. Still the profit goes to both of them.
when it divides up later, the young ones get a portion of it also. But what's going to be im Omru, if the older one said, look now, ma shaniach abba, what our father left over. In other words, really, we would like to make the chalukah right now. Just that Bezin's not around, we can't. But if I speak not clearly, harayonu oisin v'yoichlin, we are going to work now and eat, and we want to work for ourselves now. In such a case, it's bichul yatzman. Since they're speaking out clearly like that, really we would like to divide up, just we can't do it now, so we're working for ourselves. Then avada, the shvach, belongs to the older sons. The younger sons gets no portion in the shvach, in the benefits, in the profits. The same thing with isha, sheshbicha sanachosim, and she's mashbich nachosim. In the case when her husband died, and there's a case that she could yashin with her children. It's interesting, usually a wife never yashins. But here's the case, let's say Reuven married his brother's daughter. Reuven married his niece. Reuven married Shimon's daughter. What happened was, Shimon died, and then Reuven died and Shimon died. So now, when Shimon dies, his wife is Shimon's daughter. Reuven died, yeah. So now Shimon's daughter yashin Shimon. Therefore, she gets nechassim also. It's in the case where a wife gets property also. Chen isha sheshbich, and there's a question now. She gets nechassim, and the other sons get nechassim also. It could be sons she has from a different from the sons. The father has from a different wife. So in such a case that there are sons to yashin and the wife to yashin. If she went first and worked on the property, still later when they divide up the Yerusha, it goes equally. What about Imamra? If she speaks out though, look what was left over for my husband. Like this to say, I'm doing it for myself now. I'm working now so that I can eat from it. Then the law is the shvach belongs to her. She keeps the shvach. She has a right to keep it. The same thing applies to Yashim or to wife when she yashins. If they don't speak out, then we say what the workers work is everything. But if they speak out, then they have a right to keep it. Omar Rav Chaviva prayed the Rav Yosef, prayed the Rava, Mishmei the Rava. Ulaishan was only learned like this in the Mishnah, Elashashivchul Nechosim, Machmas Nechosim. There's a narration of the Mishnah that we say they divided equally. It's only when the oldest son, like they had to buy things to improve the property, they had to take money and buy seeds or to plow the field. They used money from the nechosim, from the property. So since they used their father's money to improve the field, therefore they have to divide it up equally. But let's say when the sons worked on the property, they did not have to use any money from the father's property. Just by itself, the work by itself made it better. Then avad eshbichun liyatzmon. Since the brother, the older ones themselves caused it, and there was no loss at all to the younger brothers, they did not have to use any money from the brothers. So therefore, hashvach liyatzmon, they have a right to keep the shvach. So it's only if the older son has to use some money from the Yerusha of the father. That's when they go equally.
Yeah.
But if it was only a question of them plowing it, just working themselves, they didn't have to use any money, then avada they use it. They keep it. For the Mu'ani, it's not that way. For Omar Rabbi Chanina,